Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
So anyone who's flown out of Louis Armstrong recently has seen the big shiny building rising out of the tarmac out there. How close is the airport to being finished, and why do officials say we even need it?
It's about 3/4 of the way done. Originally, it was set to open in February of 2019, but now that date has been pushed back to May 2019. Why do we need a new airport? Well, growth in the airport, at the airport, is going up. More people are flying into and out of it. And our other airport is pretty old, as most people who have flown out of New Orleans can note, decades old. So a replacement was needed.
And you've reported on how the airport has already faced a host of challenges, and the opening date has been delayed several times because of the soft sinking ground, subsidence, causing issues with the sewer system and the tarmac. So are officials worried that there could be more problems?
Right now, they say no. They think that most of the problems that they've seen come up are being addressed. The first problem had to do with the apron, the concrete apron, basically the tarmac. That started to sag a little bit last year, and contractors determined it was a problem with pouring the concrete, and they changed their technique for doing that, and they said that fixed it. This year, the problem they discovered that resulted in the delay to May was having to do with the sewer line. It was actually built in an area outside of the piles that were driven on the site. Started to sag. It was a gravity-based system, so basically using gravity to move the sewer out of the facility. Once that pipe sags, that makes it hard to use that kind of system. So they're having to go back in for about $7.5 million and fix that and transfer it to a mechanical system that will use pumps. But an example of where subsidence has affected the project.
So a local professor recently wrote this article for The Atlantic about the airport, calling out the city for not doing more to plan ahead and calling the airport doomed, saying it's the second lowest lying airport in the world. So did officials take those factors into account in the design process? Did the city ever consider building the new airport somewhere else on higher ground?
So there's been a lot of conversation, I think, anecdotally about where else could this airport be built. You know, when you think about building something big and a big investment in South Louisiana, there is a limited amount of space, you know, that could be completely safe from all the things that we deal with down here. Hurricanes, sea level rise, climate change, all of those things. You know, anecdotally, there's been conversation about why don't we move it to the North Shore? But then you face the situation of people having to drive very far outside of the city to get the airport. There's also talk of maybe New Orleans East could be a site, but they face many of the same issues that Kenner site would face. At the end of the day, I think a lot of the conversation had to do with what was the most cost-effective way to get this airport done. But yes, you know, there is the criticism that maybe we should plan more for hurricanes and sea level rise, like a lot of other coastal communities.
And NPR reported recently on a federal report by the National Climate Assessment that looked at how airports across the country are dealing with regular flooding as it relates to climate change and increased precipitation, like the airport in Philadelphia, for example, which is in a low-lying area and faces regular local flooding.
Right. Or coastal cities, like a lot of cities that have dense populations where an airport might be located, right? They are close to water. They're on coasts. So New Orleans certainly isn't exclusive in facing this issue, but it's definitely, like a lot of the sea level rise conversation that we hear about anything, it's on the front of this issue. It's serious here, you know, whereas other areas might have more time.
All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer Lorino, reporter with NOLA.com, The Times-Picayune.
Thanks, Deegan.